It's been around since before the Civil War, but it's never been in this kind of dire straits.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon. Lehman Brothers says it's on the way to burning through another $4 billion this quarter. The venerable Wall Street institution is in dire need of a cash infusion, but the bank's executives have a plan to save the company and avoid the need for another federal bailout. They laid out their strategy this morning. Marketplace's Janet Babin reports from North Carolina Public Radio.
Lehman Brothers' exposure to bad mortgage loans has it struggling to survive. On a conference call this morning, Lehman's CEO Richard Fuld said real estate losses and public scrutiny have clouded the company's underlying value. Fuld says Lehman will spin off $25 billion worth of commercial mortgages into a new company.
We put a concrete plan in place to exit the vast majority of our commercial real estate.
It'll also sell a majority stake in its investment management division and slash its annual dividend. Portfolio manager Kurt Brunner at the Swarthmore Group says this fire sale will attract some buyers from private equity firms. At least that's the hope. Brunner says the big question will be,
can Lehman fail or will Lehman be allowed to fail? And I think the answer is the same, and the answer is no.
Brunner says the government would likely step in to stop the financial chaos if Lehman can't stay afloat, just like it did this summer with investment bank Bear Stearns. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
There are some investors willing to put more of their trust in Lehman Brothers this morning, and its shares have managed to recover a little from yesterday's big plunge. They're up around 2% this hour. The Dow kicked off with a respectable gain, but there hasn't been much conviction behind that rally so far. The blue chips are up 90 points, 0.75%. The Nasdaq's up by the same percentage. The broader S&P 500 slipped below water a short time ago, but it's back up as we speak, around 0.75% higher. Jefferson County, Alabama, is facing what could be the nation's largest municipal bankruptcy in more than a decade. Local banks recently granted the county an extension, giving it to the end of the month to sort out its finances. Today, the banks meet with county officials to hammer out a plan to avoid more red ink. From member station WBHM in Birmingham, Tanya Ott reports.
The clock is ticking. Okay, it's actually been ticking several months now. The county has $3.2 billion in sewer debt. The county's already missed several bond payment deadlines, and without a recent extension, it would have faced penalties and interest of $1 million a day. Wall Street isn't pushing Jefferson into bankruptcy court. The banks could lose money if that happens. But everyone's getting anxious. George Bowman is a Jefferson County commissioner.
No one wants to see this county go bankrupt, and whatever we can do to forestall that, the governor has stepped in to say he's going to give it his best shot.
Some analysts say bankruptcy might be the best option. It worked for Orange County, California back in 1994. But that might be like comparing California's oranges to Alabama's cotton. Orange County has one of the higher median incomes in the country, while 15% of Jefferson County's residents live below the poverty line. In Birmingham, I'm Tanya Ott for Marketplace.
The Bush administration is going to pass a $35 billion hot potato on to the next president, whoever that may be. Defense Secretary Robert Gates calls it a cooling-off period in the contest between Northrop Grumman and Boeing to build the Pentagon's newest air tanker. He says the competition has become too emotional and complex. You can read that political. Here's a reason to think twice about spending money on Rogaine or laser treatments. Why not just use your head? In New Zealand, at least, you can actually make money on a bald head. The country's national airline is looking for 70 men to stand in lines in three airports while wearing temporary tattoos on the back of their heads. Air New Zealand is offering the equivalent of $660 to promote a new system for cutting check-in wait times. How's that for a headline?
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. By Ferrer, Straus & Giroux, publishers of the new book by Thomas L. Friedman, Hot, Flat, and Crowded, Why We Need a Green Revolution and How It Can Renew America, wherever books are sold. And by Gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about business at Gather.com.
Car makers have been on Capitol Hill this week looking for some help in the form of low-interest loans. Now, the CEO of Ford insists Detroit is not looking for a bailout. Commentator Will Wilkinson says you can call it whatever you want. It's still an undue burden on taxpayers.
Detroit's big three automakers are struggling. Instead of making cars Americans want to buy, GM, Ford, and Chrysler are clamoring for tens of billions in taxpayer-subsidized government loans. Sadly, these subprime borrowers will likely get their cheap money. Both McCain and Obama are backing the bailout, lest the American public be visited with the calamitous extinction of the Pontiac Vibe and Chrysler Sebring. Just this week, the government took over mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. This put taxpayers explicitly on the hook for their massive liabilities. And earlier this year, the Fed opened the spigot to keep flailing investment houses afloat. There's a decent argument for these interventions. In each case, quick action might have kept these medium-sized disasters from snowballing and bringing down the whole economy. If so, the extravagant expense is worth it. But what if one or all of the big three fail? Well, other companies will buy their assets and use them more wisely and profitably. Some people will lose jobs, most will find new ones, and the gains in efficiency will make the economic pie larger and job growth more likely. Maybe you'll buy a Toyota Camry made in Kentucky. We'll pull through. Here's a paradox for you. Government guarantees often create the very conditions they are meant to guard against. The implicit guarantee behind the privately owned yet government-sponsored Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac contributed to the irrational risk-taking in the mortgage industry that has pushed our economy to the brink. When individuals and firms are made to bear the costs of their own decisions, their decisions will be more carefully made. Detroit doesn't need taxpayer-subsidized loans. It needs to make better decisions, or else fail. The alternative to creative destruction is not stable prosperity. Propping up yesteryear's winners leads to stagnation at best, plain old uncreative destruction at worst. The best defense is often no defense. But politicians, who can see no further than the next election, have once again placed our bank accounts in harm's way.
Will Wilkinson is a research fellow at the Cato Institute. You can find a link to his blog and share your thoughts with us at our website, marketplace.org. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.